Has anyone seen the trailer for the Spelling Bee programme on RTE during the week? It looks like an awful lot of fun. Last June, myself and the team, we hit the road for the finals of the Eastern Spelling Bee with Tubberdy, as we call it. It was a week of nerves, or knives, depending on what part of the world you're from. And there were tears and plenty of cheers. We met an incredible bunch of young guys and girls, smarter than all of us put together, in fairness to them, spelling words, many of which we'd never heard of. Not only was it broadcast live here on 2FM, but following the pupils from day one of the Spelling Bee experience was Bill Whelan and his wonderful crew, who put together a documentary about the whole nail-biting event from A to Z, or A to Z if you lived on Sesame Street. And The Bee, as it's called, will be shown on RT1 this Sunday at 6:30. I'm very excited about it. Bill's on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Bill Hughes is here.
Hi, Bill. How's it going? Bill Whelan. Ah, Jesus, I can't believe it.
We look alike, but I don't have any of his money. I wish I did.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus, my nerves. And do you know what? I know Bill Whelan from seeing him about the play. You're not dissimilar in appearance,
no,
by the way.
No, we're not.
That was a type of my sincere. But you have full permission to call me Brian for the rest of this interview.
But that's the way. But listen, what a great program we've got.
Well, first of all, the trailer looks fab.
It's gorgeous. Our director, Gary Keane, did such a beautiful job.
Well,
it's gorgeous.
He's good at his job, I have to say.
Top
fella. He's really good, and he made it very easy, very unintrusive and professional.
Well, you come out of it beautifully, I have to say.
Well, that's why I'm praising him, because that takes some skill. Tell us a bit about it. Why did you decide to follow it?
Well, it all came to us through a combination of Eastons and RTE. They approached us, Mind the Gap Films, to see if we were interested in making a... They knew from previous history that we were interested in young people's programming and that we make that sort of stuff. They said, how about coming on board and making a documentary? And between the hopping and the trotting, everything got worked out, and it became a very happy situation where putting Gary on the road with Enda and two of our two fantastic Jack Britton as well, fantastic shooting APs.
Yeah.
They just got the best, because when you have a team like Ethan's putting a thing like this together, it's such hard work and people don't realize it.
Yeah.
And all 32 counties were involved, 1,000 schools, you know, with an average of 250 kids in every school. That's 250,000 kids getting involved in a spelling bee that is effectively promoting literacy and a love of reading, which is dear to your heart, I know. So, you know, for us to then make a documentary about it, but to watch these inspirational kids. And, you know, what's heartbreaking for us is, obviously, when you're making a documentary like that, you follow so many stories.
Mm.
And they can't all end up in the documentary. So there were some children that we followed who are not in the documentary. And it's terribly disappointing for them and for us. But that's just... You know the way it goes. And the stories that are told are just amazing, amazing stories.
The reason I'm so glad that this program has come about is because it there's only so much you can capture on the radio with a competition like this, and one of them is the physical, or I should say the visual aspect of it, which is people can't see the heart. You can literally almost hear the crack of a heartbreak when get the word wrong, and they go back to the parents and everyone, and the red eyes. And I presume you've captured all that.
We haven't focused too much on the red eyes, because apart from anything else, these wonderful children have to go back to school to their friends, and you know we can't have them open to getting slagged off for being a crybaby.
Fair point.
But so at the same time, we did capture the drama. Just watching, sometimes when they paused in the middle of spelling the word, heart nearly stopped, heart nearly stopped, all your listeners' hearts nearly stopped.
Yeah.
And suddenly it all comes together when they get to the end of the word, they say the word again to prove that they've said it, and then the delight on their face when you said correct.
or you know, I find myself trying to sometimes have difficulty saying the word because I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, there were a few of those.
Some bonkers words.
Specificity.
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
whirligig,
and you can see the parents in the room and the teachers look at each other, going, "Ah, for the love of God, are you serious? Why would you do that to children? That's torturing them."
But it's an amazing hour of telly, and it's absolutely arresting. It's captivating from the get go. You know, we start off with a young Polish girl over in the west of Ireland who came to Ireland with no English whatsoever, and she ends up as her county champion.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of stories are just inspirational.
Yeah, and the Taoiseach was was there that day. I remember in Castlebar that morning, and as you say, not a word of English. And there she is. That's a lovely reflection of the modern Ireland we live in.
Yeah.
But also, I'm glad you mentioned the fact that, you know, there's so much focus, and rightly so, on sport, and that's great in school. But we can't lose sight of how important the reading is, because people with texting and WhatsApping and everything, they're losing sight of words. It's now just emoticons.
The level of sensitivity in these children that reading has clearly brought about, their understanding, their self-awareness, their world awareness, that they are the representatives of the next generation. They'll be looking after us when we're old people.
Yeah.
And that fills me with, you know, hope, because these kids are really tuned in.
Good. What do you think people will get from the show, Bill?
I think they'll get that they're, you know, it's okay to encourage your kid to read. It's okay if they're quiet and sitting in the corner with a book. That's not a problem. They don't all have to be out kicking a ball. They don't all have to be out doing, you know, it's important that they're doing physical exercise. But if they decide to get into a corner and read, and reading is so much more important than spending endless, mindless hours playing a stupid game.
Yes.
That they need.
No, he's right. Sorry, somebody else giving out outside. I'm saying, no, he's right. You're right, Bill. Bill Hughes is correct. You can play a bit of mindless game, but not the whole bloody time, turning us into a nation of automons.
No, you don't have to do any work, really, other than your opposable thumbs. Whereas when you're reading, your imagination gets a chance to take flight.
Yeah.
And that then reflects in your general life. It reflects in the rest of your academic pursuits, that your brain is tuned into the world.
I always say to kids in schools, read books and be polite. That's all you need. And just because there's not enough kids doing either.
Yeah.
So go for it. I was just looking at your back catalogue, Bill. You worked on, because Paddy McKenna was playing last week, a version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And the reason this goes back, because I was tic-tacking on this, the Domino's Fall. I remember that song when it came out first, and I was a kid, and I was going to my granddad's house and seeing the video and Cyndi Lauper, and didn't realise the words were what they were until I heard the remix. And then I realised, you know, Daddy Dear, You're Still Number One, but Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Now I've become the dad.
Yeah.
It was so funny going, you know, you're great and everything, but now it's, you know, a girl hits a certain age and now has to go off. And I was thinking about all of that, and the programme I saw it on when I was a kid in my granddad's house was MTUSA.
Yes.
And you were a producer on MTUSA.
I was, yeah.
Do you know how important you were in the lives of a whole generation of Irish men and women?
A number of people who tell me that. It's really funny.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And people tell me all sorts of crazy stories about what they got up to on the couch on a Sunday afternoon.
Get away.
Watching MTUSA because the parents went out because they wouldn't watch that trash.
Absolutely.
And so the kids were left alone and they were watching MTUSA on the telly. That's 30 years ago, right?
But 30 years ago, that would be right. We didn't have... What, do we have MTV? I can't remember.
No, it was the first music video show in Europe.
Get away.
MTV, Vincent sadly passed away April 87, and MTV Europe only started August 87.
Okay.
So we had four full seasons of MTUSA before MTV came to Europe.
And we were watching videos going, look at that.
Yeah, crack we had putting that together.
Oh, I bet you.
Yeah.
Because you filmed a lot in the States, didn't you?
Every week. I was over and back on a Sunday. I would fly over, and on Monday we'd recce the locations, and on Tuesday we'd shoot, and on Wednesday I'd fly back, and on Thursday I'd be in the edit, and on Friday we'd compile the playlist for the following week, and on Saturday I'd die, and on Sunday I'd fly back.
Wow. Carlsberg don't do junkets.
That was great.
Oh, that sounds. But I mean, it was a great old show. But I didn't know you were a producer on that until I was kind of looking up, and you did. You were involved in Rapid Roulette as well.
Yeah, Rapid Roulette, and you know, Maxi, the first female presenter of a game show in this country. Other people have said recently that they were, but no, Maxi did it for years.
Ah, well, let the record show.
And the record show, Maxi was the first.
And you produced and directed Boyzone's videos for Love Me For A Reason, Father and Son, Key To My Life, and So Good.
God, your researcher's really been looking me up. Yes,
yes,
I did
it myself last night.
I'm guilty of all those sins. I'm guilty of all those sins, and I think St. Peter might quote some of them back at me when I get to the door and say, get downstairs.
Back of the queue. Downstairs. Maybe not quite hell, but purgatory for sure.
Yeah.
Bill Hughes and Not Whelan, thank you so much for your time today. I'm really excited about this programme.
Well, we're so proud of it. Bernadine, everybody at Mind the Gap Films, we feel this is a really strong piece of work and we're out there promoting it, and we're so happy. We think it's going to be a great piece of telly on Sunday.
Okay, well, I'll be glued to it. It's on Sunday at 6:30. Everyone, have a tune in and watch it with your family, your kids, and everyone. Get them interested in having a read and try the spelling and do B's at home and all sorts of things. Bill, best of luck with everything. How's the leg?
I'm nearly there. I'm just on a stick now, and I think a couple of weeks. And you know what? I'm back behind the wheel.
Oh, good.
I'm strong enough to drive, and this is after 18 months.
Yeah, you had an off. Was it a fall that you had?
I had surgery, but then when I was recovering, I had a fall and hit my head on concrete. But listen, I'm out the other end.
Out the other end. Well done. It's great to have you back and back in the game. And thanks. And well done to the crew and everyone behind the programme.
Thanks so much.
All the best, Bill.
Thank you.
That's the great Bill Hughes there, producer, director of Mind the Gap Films. The programme is called The Bee. It follows our the exploits and the journeys of, and I mean that physically, of the children from all over the country in the Spelling Bee last summer. And that's on this Sunday at 6:30 on RT1 Television.